proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible program. We continue looking at the life of Hannah, the mother of Samuel the prophet. We briefly considered her situation, domestic miseries, societal rot all around her, and her own personal frustration in not giving her husband Elkanah a son. Hannah dealt with this situation by going to Shiloh, the city where the temple rested. When she went there, according to 1 Samuel 1, she vowed, quote, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid, and remember me, and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thy handmaid a man-child, then will I give him unto the Lord all the days of his life. Unquote. Eli the high priest saw Hannah's lips moving, but heard no sound coming forth. He mistook the fervency of her prayer for intoxication, and rebuked her for drunkenness. In response, Hannah explained that, quote, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. Unquote. When Eli heard Anna's explanation for her behavior, he seemed to change his mind about her. He exhorted her to go in peace, asking God to grant her request, and perhaps thanking God that her sons weren't around to molest Hannah. When Hannah left, her sadness no longer existed. She began to eat again. She and Elkanah worshipped God at the tabernacle before they returned to their home city. Sometime afterward, Hannah conceived a child. She bore Elkanah a son, naming him Samuel, because she had asked God for this child. By doing so, she acknowledged that God had indeed answered her prayer. Afterward, Elkanah took his family to Shiloh to offer the yearly sacrifice at the tabernacle. On that occasion, though Hannah did not make the trip with him, choosing instead to nurse her newborn son Samuel, Elkanah acquiesced to that arrangement. On a later date, though, when Hannah accompanied Elkanah to Shiloh, she brought Samuel with her. In addition, she brought 3 bullocks, an ephah of flour, and a bottle of wine. She reminded the high priest, quote, O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here, praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition which I asked of him. Therefore also I have lent him unto the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord. Unquote. As per her promise to God, she left young Samuel with Eli the high priest. The author of 1 Samuel 1 noted that on that occasion, quote, he worshipped the Lord there. Unquote. Possibly a reference to Eli the high priest. Granted, Eli acted as an overly indulgent father, refusing to restrain his son's vile behavior. But nothing in the scripture narrative depicted Eli as an ungodly man. From here we turn our attention to 1 Samuel chapter 2. Hannah's ode of praise to God. Note that she never mentioned her newborn son throughout that entire song. Rather, Hannah focused entirely on the majesty of God and the might of God. This was a song of thanksgiving and a song whereby God was glorified for answering prayer. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.